Let's get back to the action on the Keystone Kickoff Show. Brought to you by the Keystone Sports Network. Get the best Penn State sports news and analysis at KeystoneSportsNetwork.com or download the Keystone Sports app from your smartphone.
And welcome back into the Labatt Blue Studio. Labatt Blue and Labatt Blue Light. Bleed blue and white. Drink blue and light. I'm Jim Galante, and I'm with Greg Pickle. And that means it's time for Ask Greg, brought to you by DraftKings. Yes, that DraftKings is now offering a mobile casino in Pennsylvania. DraftKings Sportsbook and Casino offers an endless number of casino games to play, all from the comfort of home. And right now, all first-time casino players can play up to $200 risk-free for the first 24 hours of casino play. That means right from home, you could play slots, you could play blackjack, you could play roulette, all from home. Here's what you need to do. Go to your app store and download the DraftKings Sportsbook and Casino app. And use promo code KSN, and you get to play risk-free up to $200 of casino games in your first 24 hours. That's promo code KSN, when you play risk-free up to $200 in your first 24 hours of casino play on DraftKings Sportsbook and Casino. You must be 21 or older. Pennsylvania only, in partnership with Hollywood Casino at Penn National Racecourse. Restrictions apply. See DraftKings.com/sportsbook for details. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Greg, are you ready for our Ask Greg segment?
I'm ready, Jim. Let's do it. And let's not forget to announce a winner this week. How about that?
You know how bad it is, Greg? Last week on our late in the week show with Bob and Andy, when I announced the Ask Ross winner, I mentioned that I hadn't we didn't name the winner the previous week on Ask Ross, which someone quickly pointed out to me that I had. It was the Ask Greg segment where I had forgotten. So in other words, I make a mistake even when I fess up to my mistakes. That's pretty bad, isn't it?
It is. We'll give it a shot to be better today.
All right. I'm counting on you to remind me. Let's start with Mitch from Drescher, PA. Mitch says, Greg, I'd like to put a positive spin on the 2021 recruiting class. I think the biggest positions of need for this cycle are offensive tackle and defensive end. All of the top targets are still on the board for those positions. Do you agree with my glass half full outlook?
Yes and no. I still feel like things are not maybe going as smoothly as you would like if you're Penn State. And look, we've talked about the reasons for that before. They're not able to get guys to campus. That's a huge part of Penn State's recruiting pitch. Everyone does have that kind of, factor when they have a recruiting, when they're trying to get a guy to commit to them, is the on-campus visit's important. But it just feels a little bit more special and important for Penn State. Not having that since March has been problematic. But look, coaching staff turnover has been a problem too. And it's hard for guys to build relationships with new coaches over and over and over again. I think that's why you're seeing some struggles at receiver right now. Obviously, defensive line recruiting has been pretty slow outside of Rodney McGraw. You know, we see Phil Troutwine has Penn State in position with a number of top targets, and to this question's point, yes, they are all still on the board, but I think that it's something to watch for right now, because you can say that, and I have said that, until all of your top targets are no longer on the board and they're committed to other schools, you don't have to worry. But at the same time, Penn State just seems to be losing some losing out on some commitments and not finding their way into some top fives and top tens that we would have expected them to. So that's been a bit of a challenge, but something I think Penn State can try and attack and overcome as soon as they can get kids back on campus this fall. But they have to get there first, and that'll be the coaching staff challenge this summer, making sure that guys, too many guys at least, don't commit elsewhere before they can come back and see State College.
Next up is Brad from Perkasie, who's not quite as glass half full as Mitch is. Although here, Brad, today Brad's from Perkasie. Other weeks he's been from other towns, so I'm not sure what his goal is there, changing towns. But anyway, Brad asks, with Dante Thornton and Caden Prather moving on from Penn State, what's going on with Penn State's wide receiver recruiting? 24/7 Sports had crystal balls for both of them going to Penn State.
Yeah, I mean, again, I think one thing we're going to have to keep a close eye on here, Jim, is will the outrageous number of commitments that have taken place since the shutdown started, will that have a big decommitment factor? And can Penn State get guys like Dante Thornton and Caden Prather, can they talk them into visiting, Jim, once things clear up and you know, the guys can come back to campus again? We're going to have to wait and see, but it is just absurd the number of guys that have committed so far, despite the fact that they can't get out to campus. So yeah, receiver's a bit of a mess right now. No question about that. Jahlil Farouk is now a top target, has been a top target, but the four-star, you know, is now the leader of the pack with Dante Thornton, considering everyone but Penn State, and Caden Prather going to West Virginia. So he leads the way there. You know, there's some guys down in Florida that perhaps Jawan Sider can convince that, you know, take a visit later this year. But yeah, this was not supposed to be a year where Penn State struggled mightily to find receivers. Now, they do have Lonnie White Jr. They do have Liam Clifford, but they were expecting to surround those two with some four-star prospects. And right now, it looks like that's going to be a major challenge to do that. They just have not followed through on some of these recruitments the way you would have expected them to. And again, I just think the coaching staff turnover, the fact that no one's seen Kirk Straka's offense yet, the fact that nobody is connecting with Taylor Stubblefield in person, and you just can't ignore those things. And it's been a struggle. It's been a challenge for Stubblefield to work his way into, some of these recruitments. And you're seeing it when guys either pick other schools or drop Penn State out of their list entirely. So, it's a challenge that they're going to have to figure out a way to address. And I don't know if it's going to get any better until they can get guys back on campus again in the fall.
Well, it's never good news when you are on the radar for a four-star recruit and he chooses to go elsewhere. But the one thing to remember, at least at the wide receiver position, is last year they really stocked up on wide receivers. So if they miss out on a year at wide receiver after last year, it's not as critical as, our other listener Mitch mentioned, you know, other positions that are probably more critical at this point. Let's go next to my buddy Nick from Berwick, who says, with recruits committing early or committing without taking all their visits, there will be probably a lot of decommits coming up once things open back up. Greg, who do you think is most likely will be the team's decommits, if any, from this class? And do you have any guys that you think could possibly flip to Penn State?
Good questions, all of them. I don't know if I look at this class and any of these guys strike me as decommit candidates, Jim. So if you did want to worry about somebody, I'm not saying you have to, but if that's just what you like to do, I would always point to the guys who live a little bit further away from campus. So any of the Michigan guys will be continuously hearing from the Michigans and Michigan States of the world, and that could change things. But I doubt it. They seem pretty solid to Penn State. In terms of flips, yes, I do think that if Penn State can flip Rodney McGraw from Indiana during a pandemic without bringing him to campus for a visit before he flipped, I think they'll be able to flip somebody. And again, it's going to be the, believe Bud Elliott from 247 Sports that coined it the year of the decommitment. And I think we are absolutely in with that. And I think that it's absolutely going to work out that way. So, it's hard to predict which guys could be on that list, but you know, we've seen James Franklin and his staff flip guys almost every recruiting cycle, and I'm sure they have at least one or two tricks up their speed for how they can do that this time around as well.
Okay, next up is James from Revere, Massachusetts. He says the jump to elite for Penn State is said to beat the Buckeyes. While this is certainly valid, isn't there an intermediate step of being able to beat Michigan more consistently? And before you answer that, earlier this week, Dustin and I had a conversation on this very fact about what will it take to get to that elite status. And the point's valid. While everyone always says, you know, you got to beat Ohio State, that's the roadblock. And we were talking about this in reference to the comparison of Penn State and Clemson, James Franklin and Dabo Sweeney. James Franklin seems to be on that same track. The difference is the hurdle of Ohio State. But it's not just Michigan. You could get to the college football players with playoffs with one loss, and that loss may be to Ohio State. But you got to beat everybody else, like Michigan and like Michigan State, right?
Yes, that's exactly it. And you have to do it consistently, not just on the recruiting trail, but on the field. And that's one place where Penn State's had trouble at times, is going on the road and beating these teams. So when you talk about the next step for them, that is it, beating them on the field and then continuously beating them in recruiting as well, where Penn State's fared a little bit better than they always have on the field.
Well, and to James's point with Michigan, is being able to beat them on the road. The last couple of years, it's gone back and forth where the home team has won that matchup. All right, next up, this one is interesting. This is Rick from Milton, Delaware. He says, I listen to the KSN podcast all the time, never miss an episode. Thank you for that, Rick. Last week on one of the podcasts, Damian Barber was named as a candidate for make or break year. This is a segment that we do with Bob and Andy, you know, make or break years. Do you think the show's comments forced him into the transfer portal? So, Greg, do you think we have that much power on our show?
No, I don't. But I do think that with Damian, if I'm not mistaken, Jim, did that news happen after recording was done? So that's sort of the way this goes sometimes. But no, hey, look, I think that with Damian, it came down to there was not a real clear path to the field. And as we've talked about before, that when C.J. Thorpe flipped over to the other side of the ball and kind of passed Damian and a couple other guys with ease, that was kind of a sign that maybe things weren't going to work out the way that many had hoped or anticipated they would. So I know Micah Parsons is bummed, and obviously you never want to see a PA guy not reach the point that some thought he could back when he was a recruit, but it happens. It's not something you can really get upset about or worry about. It's just going to, at some point, the numbers say that a number of guys that are recruited at a 3 or 4 star level might not play to that level when they get to school. He was just one of them that never was able to get over the hump. And, they'll see what they can do to fill up the depth down below, and he'll try and find another place to finish his career at.
Exactly. When you looked at the depth chart and younger guys had passed him by, you know, that's a little bit of the writing on the wall. Whenever a guy does enter the portal, it's just best wish him luck. Hope he finds another place where he's able to get on the field. All right, that's going to be it for Ask Greg. It's the off season. I'm going to ask you guys, send us your questions, especially if you've not sent us a question before. If you let us know that you are this is your first time, we'll get your questions for Ask Greg. Stick around now for quarter number 4.
Keystone Kickoff from KeystoneSportsNetwork.com.
So what's so different about new Labatt Blue Citra? Could be the bright hop aroma or the crisp, clean finish that all come together for a new kind of refreshing. Brewed with Citra and Mosaic hops, all new Labatt Blue Citra delivers ultimate drinkability and a new way to get up and get out. Beer. Labatt USA, Buffalo, New York. Always enjoy responsibly.
This is Andy Shea from the Keystone Sports Network. You heard us talk about 409 tailgate sauce for a while now. Honesty moment. I use 409 tailgate sauce at my house, and it's a hit with my family and friends. My barbecue chicken always comes out great. The sauce also works on pork, beef. You can even put it on your burgers. Go to 409tailgateclub.com to order 409 tailgate sauce for you or that tailgater in your life. And remember, always tailgate with honor.
DraftKings Sportsbook is offering a mobile casino in Pennsylvania. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook and Casino app and use code KSN to play risk-free up to $200 of casino games for your first 24 hours. That's code KSN to play risk-free up to $200 for your first 24 hours of casino play on DraftKings Sportsbook and Casino. Must be 21 or older, Pennsylvania only, in partnership with Hollywood Casino at Penn National Racecourse. Restrictions apply. See DraftKings.com/sportsbook for details. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.